This past Thursday, families and friends gathered around the dinner table for Thanksgiving dinner. Hope yours was an enjoyable one. Before a bite is taken, a person is called on to say grace and give thanks to God for what fills both their table and their lives. So was that you? Okay, how'd you do? Did you share a faithful expression of thanks to God for his grace and blessings? Or did you suddenly become a nervous Ralph Cramden? You know, hamana. Well, it brings about the question, what is grace? This is how John the Baptist explains it. This was from John chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. God gives his grace to us who are his faithful children. Romans chapter 5, verse 2 tells us, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, we read, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now, what, think of grace as a box holding a lot of gifts. One of those gifts of grace is our salvation. Turn to Acts chapter 15, verse 11. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they. Grace brings us the gift of a talent or a skill we are to use in ways that honor God and his Son. Here's how 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 enlightens us about this truth. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. We receive our strength through grace, reading from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul tells us about his calling out to God for relief from what he refers to as a thorn in his flesh. And in verse 9, shares what Jesus says to him. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Grace is how we receive healing. We're told numerous times that as Christians, there will be suffering that we'll have to go through of varying degrees. Are those the times we are separated from God? Well, not if you remain faithful. God sees you through challenging times with his protection. And when you come out of them, you've learned a lesson. You've become stronger in faith and in daily life so that you can give strength to others. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Now take note of that phrase, the God of all grace. There's no one else that can give you this grace. You can't find it for a cheaper price online. There's no such thing as pre-owned grace. All throughout the New Testament, the same truth is spoken. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 28, Philippians chapter 4, verse 23, Galatians chapter 6, verse 18, Romans chapter 13, verse 14, among other examples, all declare that the grace of God and the Lord Jesus be with you. So what are we to do with his grace? Our instructions are found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. So go forward in his grace, love, and peace.